Welcome back to another episode of the Whatever Buddy podcast. Episode 98 is here and upon us, and thank you for joining us. On today's episode, we have a smorgasbord of topics. Topics of the smorgasbord persuasion. So sit back, relax, enjoy the show. So with no further ado, Ryan and Johnny. Hey, Ryan Harris. Welcome to episode 98.
What's up, dude? Freaking slowpoke. Freaking slowpoke. Johnny, slowpoke you.
Ryan, complainer Harris.
That's valid and fair. Valid and fair.
Jesus. Have some sympathy for a man who hasn't had much sleep, will you? There you are with those White Claw wannabes.
It's my piss yellow Arctic blueberry.
Every time I see you drinking one of those, I think that's a White Claw. That makes me... Anyway, hello, everybody. Hello. Welcome back to another episode of the What Everybody podcast. Here we are, Ryan and I being Johnny.
Two
are here
pals.
To, welcome your two pals hanging out.
Hey, complete that thought. Every time you see me drinking a Celsius, it reminds you of a White Claw, and then you stopped.
Well, yeah, because I thought it was pointless, and I thought I should say hello to the people.
It was pointless what you were going to say, or that it reminds you of
almost,
you know what? No, you're right. Oh no, you're right. It's pointless. Yeah.
Almost everything that comes out of my mouth is pointless, dude. Call it what it is.
Yeah. You were right. I was wrong. It was, I'm good. I'm going to put my hat on.
Oh, good old hat.
Realized I forgot
choo,
to do that.
Choo.
It's
all good.
It's my little engine that could hat.
Mm-hmm. I'm wearing my Peisty shirt today. That's you can tell I've been wearing it for the last day because my collar is all wrinkled and shit.
It's got like that sweaty collar, bro. I got absolutely full fisted. Is it politically correct to say full fisted with my taxes this year?
I mean, yeah. Why isn't it? I mean, is fully fisted like double fisted or just a single?
I think it's just like a full single, you know,
right up the poop chute.
Can't get ahead, man. Someone's gonna have to explain to me why you pay taxes on everything, but then you got to pay taxes also. Do you know the reason for that?
You can move to Delaware. They have no sales tax.
Neither does Pennsylvania, where you grew up.
Definitely, that's you're totally wrong. Pennsylvania has sales tax.
Well, then how come everybody goes clothes shopping there? Is it no, they don't have clothes tax?
I think it's food and clothes. There is no tax.
Yeah. See, I was partially right. Half truth, baby.
But I don't
Half
think
truth.
It's all food. I think it's like if you go out to eat, I think you pay for tax, but I don't think you pay for tax at like the grocery store.
Grocery store? Yeah.
I think.
Yeah. Whatever.
I mean, anyway, you dice it, my camera's falling.
Anyway, you dice it.
No. God damn, I need to get a new stand. No, why are we talking about fucking sales tax?
Hey man, your topic then.
Let's say this about tax. I want to know this. The rich people all complain about how they pay too much in taxes here in California, and they probably do. They probably do. I wouldn't know because I'm not one of those rich people. However, the system is rigged for the rich. Seriously. If you buy things and have assets and things like that, you can write off all those assets and not pay taxes because you bought those assets. Right. Yeah. But like only rich people can buy all these assets that will clear out that tax. There's no way for somebody who isn't rich to have the same kind of like clear out the tax. So I want to know why it is that I paid more tax last year than Donald Trump did in his last year as president of the United States.
And it's a valid question. I would have already turned this podcast off if you're still with us. Thanks for sticking around. Our core
Let's
group.
Talk about some. What do you got for me today, Harris?
Did you hear Kiss sold their catalog?
Yeah, for $300
million. $300
million,
man.
I'm a little amazed by that.
You're amazed that they sold it, or you're amazed at the price?
I am amazed that the price wasn't more, to be honest, because I think that catalog, which...
$300 million, a lot of money, though, dude.
I mean, that's a lot of money, and I understand they're probably like, dude, we're dead in like 10 years. We might as well like get all the money we can now and give it to our families.
I'm not surprised. Yeah, I'm not surprised in the least bit. I'm surprised it took that long.
Well, think about this, though. Think about if they wouldn't have done that.
It's the company that's doing their AI.
oh, well, they have something to stand for paying that kind of money. Because now that they own that music, they can legitimately go out and do those AI shows you were talking about.
Yeah. So question, they sold their artist portion of the catalog. Is that, I get a little bit confused with the terminology of things when it comes to publishing.
Are we talking writing or publishing or mechanicals? What are we talking?
That's the thing. Yeah. I don't, that all kind of confuses me, if I'm being honest.
I would imagine they don't get anything. I mean, they might get a piece, I guess. I mean, I have no fucking, I didn't even, all I saw was the headline. I didn't,
like it makes me think it makes me think that they still own their writer's share. You know,
let's look it up. That's what Google's for, dude.
Google.
Yeah.
Help me out. Kiss. Ryan brought a topic and he's kind of confused and doesn't really know what he's talking about.
Sell.
Is writing publishing.
All their publishing.
Different from artist publishing. Google. Thank you. Loyal friend.
Kiss, the hard rock quartet, sold their catalog, brand name, and IP to Swedish company Pop House Entertainment Group for an estimated $300 million. They sold everything. They're like not even the owners of Kiss anymore.
Wow.
So now Kiss is owned by Kiss has officially become corporate. I dislike you even more, Gene Simmons, you clown.
Dude. God. Why?
No, not dude. Dude.
Explain to me your anger.
This really actually has me fucking riled up. You don't go around for fucking 50 years or whatever, draining everybody, milking everybody of every effing penny they got just to sell it. So now, essentially, I own some Swedish dude's shit when I wanted to buy Gene Simmons' shit. You see what I'm saying? Bullshit.
Moving forward, yeah. You mean like merch is going to be produced by that company? Oh, you know what? Who cares?
Well, no, I just don't like the fact. Now I think it's a bad deal. $300 million? $300 million for the publishing was a good deal to me. But now the brand name, that's a $1 billion company. Like, that's insane.
Yeah, man, right? Like, yeah,
that is insane.
I mean, like, just the merch licensing alone.
Yeah, like, they must get a kickback. I mean, there has to be a kickback.
Has to be. It has.
But, I mean, it says it right here.
I got a feeling what you read is wrong.
All right, let's go. It's an AP
catalog,
News.
Yes. Yes.
AP catalog. News. Okay. On Thursday, it was announced that American rock band Kiss had sold their catalog, brand name, and IP. What is IP?
IP is their website.
Okay. To Swedish company Pop House Entertainment Group for $300 million. They're the latest to participate in an ongoing trend of blockbuster acts and their right holders inking deals to sell their back catalogs, often for impressive sums. Big business, especially considering that 2/3 of all music streamed is made up of catalog music. All right, so Bruce Springsteen did it for $550 million in 2021. Okay. Bob Dylan did it for $300 million to $500 million. Paul Simon did it. Doesn't say how much.
Paul Simon made a ton. I think he...
Long known for his refusal to license his music for commercial use, Neil Young sold a 50% stake in his catalog in 2021.
See, that makes me more angry than the Kiss thing. That makes me more angry than the Kiss thing.
Well, that's just hypocritical.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Phil Collins did it. Stevie Nicks did it.
Very upfront about the fact that they're here to sell everything. Neil Young got that whole like artist rap going for him, and then he sells half of it. First of all, not mad that he got his worth, but whatever.
No, I think that Kiss made a bad deal.
I'm having a hard time because Bruce Springsteen's definitely worth more. Like, and when you compare with the numbers that you just read, he's 500 and whatever, 50 or something like that. I could see his songs probably more iconic.
He didn't sell the name. He's still the boss.
Just his catalog.
That's just his catalog.
Yeah.
Kiss sold. Like, Kiss was the most recognizable band name in the world, next to like the Rolling Stones or the Beatles.
It's got to have something to do with that company. The Pop House that bought it moving forward with the AI has to have something to do with that.
Are those the ones doing the AI?
Yeah. The company that's doing their AI is the company that bought their catalog.
Wow.
To be continued.
I mean, It's funny you bring that up because I just saw that headline earlier today. Yeah. And it is kind of fascinating. I the only thing I have for you today is the amount of Teslas on the road are just growing. And I'm just
it's not
baffled.
A new topic, Johnny. This is simply not a new topic.
No, but listen.
I believe it was introduced episode 20-ish One. And then revisited 30-ish and 40-ish.
Yeah, but I'm not going to talk about the drivers. I'm done with the drivers. The 50s I've given up on the drivers.
It's
like,
been
whatever.
A pet peeve, you know.
Right. A lot of times. But this is my new inquisitive thought process. I'm sure I've mentioned this before, but
probably.
If everybody has this car, where is it like, hey, let me go get the same car as everybody else? And I was having this conversation with somebody and they're talking about the planet and this. And it's like, great, cool. I'm all for electric cars.
Sheep.
Great. That's awesome. But there's a lot of different electric cars. Why do you got to like buy the one from the biggest douche on the planet? And then on top of it, everybody's got the same goddamn car. Ow, that hurt my hand.
They might be really nice to drive. Could be that.
Yeah.
Maybe. Devil's advocate. I agree with you. I wholeheartedly agree with you.
We've talked about the tank.
I've been seeing
They're popping up everywhere now.
I've been seeing the trucks everywhere lately.
Everywhere.
Dude. Those things.
Dude, one of those. Well, we talked about this the
hideous.
Other day. One of them drove into the Beverly Hills Hotel sign like 2 weeks ago. I think we talked about it on the last pod. I think we talked about it.
And not only that, but I saw a pink one yesterday. I saw a neon green one at Target. Not neon green. It was like turquoise.
All right, I'm going to need you.
How much are they?
Oh, I don't know.
Real quick, you're going to need me and we'll revisit what you're going to need me to do. But how much are those boxy pieces of shit?
Is Tesla truck?
I'm going to guess. $125 to $150 range.
Well, I'll say this. I must be looking at like here's a used one with 290 miles. Hmm. All right, I'll tell you that price in a second after I tell you what it's the car and driver says. The price of the 2024 Tesla Cybertruck starts at $81,895 and goes up to $101,985, depending on the trim and the options.
It.
Until the rear-wheel drive Cybertruck arrives for the next year model with a starting price of $62,000. The lineup only includes the dual motor and beast models.
That makes me a bit less mad. That makes me a bit less mad.
All right.
I'm about to make you really mad.
Here's a used one with 290 miles.
Which is brand
new. $249,990.
Wow.
Here's one with 810 miles for $199,000. Actually, this is the coolest one I've seen yet. It's a black.
Okay, so now I'm back to being...
Can I share my screen with you?
Hot in the face, mad. Sure, because then you just read the MSRP, which is always bullshit, anyways.
Right.
So you're not going to touch one of those for $80,000. You're going
to. We'll go to the website and figure it out. That's kind of cool looking.
I can't
in black.
See it.
You can't see.
Okay,
it?
There it is. I see it.
Yeah, the black ain't,
dude. The pictures. The picture's cool looking. Yeah, the picture's cool looking, but they don't look like that in real life.
No, this is the side view. Let's see if this side view is what
It's the most awkward shape.
Dude, it's ugly. You know what it is?
Garbage box I've ever seen.
I think the best way
I'd take a sponsorship, though. I'd drive one. If they sponsor the pod.
The best way to describe this thing. This is the best way to describe it. It's
yeah,
like
that's
think
accurate.
About,
look how awful that looks.
It just doesn't make sense.
It doesn't even fit in the picture. It's so big, it doesn't even fit in the picture.
It's like a stock market graph. Everything about it's a stock market graph. There's your tee off there, your straight up line. It's going to hit. You're going to have a fucking real breakout right here at the back end of that vehicle.
Well, this picture right here sums up my thoughts of it because they're so long and awkward. It doesn't even fit in the picture.
What does it
box.
Look like?
That's accurate. That looks like a straight up dumpster. You're right. Driving a dumpster.
This is the best way to describe what I think the problem is with this. Imagine the DeLorean when it came out in 1981, the Back to the Future car.
I love those. Do you think it was similar?
I love those too, but I bet you the vibe was the same, like a little too much, too fast.
That's I'm kind of in agreement with you. What's the interior look like? That looks awful.
Is that a screen? Like, what is that? It looks like a spaceship. What are these? Is this screens?
It's the door. It's like the
so there's just a open. Screen. There's just like a yeah. screen. That's it.
Is it a screen or is it just plastic?
Dude, okay. All right. Ryan Harris, can I point out something else that's annoying to me in this? All right. For people not watching, we're looking at the inside of this automobile, this Tesla Cybertruck all-wheel drive, whatever the hell this thing is.
$199,000.
All right. Just take notice of this. $998,000. All right. The thing's a ginormous truck that is just like has no business being that big. Look at the size of the steering wheel. Look at the size of the steering wheel.
Yeah. Yep.
It's like an oxymoron, dude.
It's a race car. If you look at race cars like Corvettes and Porsches and Ferraris, they have those squarish steering wheels. But this is not a race car.
There's not even space in the back seat. How do you not have space in the back seat when you have all that fucking truck?
Yeah, pull up the trunk, man. Is it the trunk?
Yeah, all right, let's see if we get. Oh, that's great. It looks like somebody sketch marked. The name of the truck.
It looks like they keyed the Cybertruck.
What's in the trunk?
Logo.
There's the trunk.
Look at that.
So that's what it is. It's like a pickup truck. That's what it's supposed to be. Now it makes a little bit more sense.
That's
still
a bit
ugly
neat.
As fuck.
I suppose that's just, neat. Yeah.
That is just ugly. Ugly. Everything about this thing is stupid except the lights. I like the lights.
And here's the thing. That is the one that you're looking at right there. Is the coolest looking one I've seen, and I still hate it.
Somebody told me that it comes in red. That might look cool. So Harris, this is what I needed you to help me with. Okay, so
hey, nice vent, man. Hey, let's high five. Yeah. Nice vent.
Nice, bro. So we've been talking about the serial cougars up in the Seattle, Washington area.
Mm-hmm. If there's another one, dude.
I sent you an article the other day and said we have to talk about this on the podcast.
Okay.
It happened in California. Fucking some kid died recently in Southern California. Oh, wow. So I sent you the article, and that's why I was saying I'll need your help.
I remember you sending me that, but I didn't read it.
That's why I need your help, because you can get to your text messages through your computer, and I can't get to my text messages. But I can look it up. Cougar attack.
Hang on, I got it. Just hang on.
California mountain lion attack. We call them mountain lion in this region. This sucks. This is a crazy one. I want you to read it. I want you to take over. I want you to talk about this.
Okay, I pulled it up here.
Ladies and gentlemen, I just want you to know this is a heart wrencher.
Shed hunter killed. Okay, so just to clarify what we're doing here, you sent me this article. I didn't read it yet, and you want my live reaction.
Well, I did. You didn't read it yet, but I was just saying that this mountain lion / cougar Seattle, Washington problem is now a West Coast problem, apparently.
Shed hunter killed in California, mountain lion attack, died protecting his brother. Already hate it.
He's a guitar player.
Cool looking fellas. Mm-hmm. New details have emerged about a fatal California mountain lion attack that took place over the weekend and involved two brothers who were shed hunting in El Dorado County. Local sheriff released an official statement from the family of the victims. It gives a blow-by-blow account of what happened. Why do they got to say it like that? Blow-by-blow account of what happened during the attack. It paints a picture of two close brothers.
We don't want to read the whole article, Harris.
Who are willing to? Well, you told me you wanted me to read it.
Well, no, not the whole thing. I mean, like, because you're reading it in a very scary way. I just want to, before you go any further, okay. I just want to read this headline of the same story. Mountain lions attacked and killed a man doing exactly what experts suggest.
Is this the same story?
This is a different story. All right. We got another one. Oh, man.
Well, you're just full squirrel mode right now. Full squirrel. I think the point is, I don't know what the point is, man.
So they get the gist of that story. Basically, these two brothers, they both got attacked.
Yeah.
And one, I don't know if there was two, if there was one.
Well, I was reading it. You told me that I wasn't doing a good job.
But you were mumbling it.
Oh,
yeah, is
that, Hey, shut up, man. You're not allowed to make fun of me. I forbid it.
What do you mean? You do nothing but make fun of me.
That's our dynamic, man. That's the dynamic. Yeah, it's like that scene in Almost Famous where he's like, I'm the lead singer with swag and you're the guitarist with mystique.
I'm only the lead singer.
Oh, man.
That's funny.
Well, man. No,
read, like, stay, read, stay like away what went down with it, though, because it's pretty crazy. Like, they were riding, and, like, the one brother watched his brother die while trying to save him. At one point, he has to leave because he can't get the guy, he can't get his brother. He can't get the mountain lion off of his brother, so he runs to, after being bit in the face himself, like he's injured himself, he runs and to call 911. By the time they get back, it's horrible. They found, dragged into the woods, his brother and the fucking mountain lion just sitting next to it, the dead body, eating it. And
he was eating it? Oh, dude.
Yeah, and so when they rolled up, the lion took off. But they found it like 2 miles up the thing that killed it. Once again, you can't kill the animal for just being part of the fucking food chain.
You can kill the animal for eating your brother, though.
You know, the brother should have killed the animal, not the cops. You know, you want to go eye for an eye with the fucking mountain lion, I'm down.
You know what, man? I'm going to go on the record here. If I ever come to you or anybody listening to this, or anybody that's my friend or family or cares about me or hates me, I don't care if you hate me. If you hear me say, hey, man, I'll see you in a couple of days. I'm going camping. There's something wrong.
Oh, dude, you know, another downfall in that story that happened was they had no like cell phone fucking service.
Yeah. 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 If you ever hear me say the words, I'm going camping, I'll see you in a few days. You need to come over
and say, why say, would you want to do that? I don't understand camping.
No. You got to come over and say, Ryan, I'm taking you to the doctor because something's wrong with you.
I've seen a lot of coyotes lately.
We're a nature podcast. That's great. Where'd you see a coyote?
We were a crime podcast 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. Where'd you see?
We're a nature crime. Crime podcast.
That's nature crime podcast. Awesome, dude.
Episode 100 will be our full transition into nature crime.
Serial killer animals. Guest leak.
What are we talking
episode
about?
100. Episode 100 guest leak. We're gonna have Shamu.
Shamu's a whale.
It's a killer whale.
I don't like the water. I don't want to go in the water.
See where I was going with that, don't you?
I don't. Right over my head.
Shamu's a killer whale. So it's a killer animal. You're tough to talk to sometimes. You're tough to.
I'm like an interesting character. I can do a lot of things that people can't do.
Agreed.
But then when it comes to like the simplest things in life, anything, whether it's like just understanding something like Shamu the killer whale, or I don't know, cleaning my room or something.
Yeah.
I don't know how to do that.
Agreed.
I'm like an overgrown child. I realize this. I realize that I am a child in a grown man's body. And like straight up, like there's a lot of people who are like, just like, I'm a grown child. It's like, no, really. I am a 4-year-old in a grown man's body.
Do you notice how quiet I am being right now?
No, because you agree.
Yes. It was observational agreement.
So let me ask you something about that.
Had nothing to add to that.
If I am a child stuck in a grown man's body, does that mean that like I'm kind of like the guy who gets to live forever because like I'm always young on the inside?
I think there's something to be said for keeping.
We get to episode 100. We're like, we want to read Johnny's obituary. He left us 2 weeks ago, he was just here. He's gone now.
Tell you what, man. First of all, your timeline's all off. Your timeline's all off because 2 weeks ago, that'll be episode 99. And also, I don't want to think about the dark vibe of that. I'm looking forward to talking to Shamu. That's all. I'm looking forward to talking to Shamu. Episode 100. Episode 100, Shamu. It's gonna be a good one. This is the last episode we're gonna be doing until we play a show together, dude.
Will this come out before the show or after the show?
Yeah, this will come out a couple days before the show.
Wow.
Which is appropriate time to say, if you're listening to this, go get your tickets. Help out my buddy Johnny.
April 20th, Ryan's referring to. Maybe Ryan could bring up the flyer to show everybody who's watching. Ryan and I have never done a show without being in the same band. We've never played a show where we were in two different bands playing on the same show.
Are you going to watch my set? Or are you going to go do you?
I mean, I'm going to do my best to watch your set, obviously.
It's a valid question, yeah. You'll see a song.
I mean, it's right after we play, and you know what kind of night it is, so... I may have my hands full a little bit, but I'm going to do my best. Fortunate for me, I get to play before you, which means you'll probably have no choice but to watch.
I'll have no choice. Well, first of all, Johnny, I'm a good person, so I would watch your set anyway. I like your band. I would watch your band anyway. Second of all, you're correct. I have no choice but to watch your band.
I just want to say your bandmates are the most loving guys ever. They send me nothing but these loving, loving texts that are so warmful.
Well,
I just got to be honest.
Let me pile on to that point with an observation. You guys are all over social media posting the show. You put our song in your social media. I mean, that shit is appreciated, dude. You know, well done. Well done.
I would be surprised and say that I was a little surprised. I was like, why is it a five-headed cobra song right now on our page? But I understand the reasoning. We have no music yet.
You were just supporting your buddy. The truth comes out.
I don't post on our social media. So somebody, and they have been doing a lot with that. And we've been getting a little bit of traffic on our page. We've been making some announcements, made a couple of festival announcements this week.
Yeah.
Two Swedish festivals. I'm playing with Dokken. It feel weird that they call it Dokken considering it's Don Dokken.
Rocking and nobody Dokken.
If you would have told me as a kid that I was going to play a show with Dokken, I'd be like a festival. I'd be stoked. I mean, it's pretty cool. It's Mr. Big's last tour. They're going to be playing The Darkness. Yeah.
I love that band so much. Darkness, shout out Darkness.
Yeah, they're cool.
Justin Hawkins. It's like Justin Hawkins to me is like, I just envision him as a kid growing up and being like, I want to be Eddie Van Halen, but I also want to be David Lee Roth. And he pulls off both. You know, last episode we were talking about the girls that fought off that cougar, Tish and company.
I really like those girls. For doing that. I mean, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, and
stuff.
I've just been going through this whole like girl power trip, and I looked at, I got into this band called The Warning. Have you heard of The Warning?
Yeah. Are they Japanese?
No, they're Mexican.
All girls, sisters. They're all sisters.
Three Mexican sisters, yeah. The bass player's like 19 years old. The oldest one's like 24. They have four albums. Their fourth album's coming out. And like, the way I got into it was, when they were like 9 years old or some shit, they covered Enter Sandman. What?
You hear how that sounded? The way I got into them was when they were nine years old.
I'm not being creepy, dude. I like their music. Yeah, it sounds bad when you put it that way, but that's not how I meant it, internet.
That's
no,
great.
But seriously, they were like nine years old, and like I think the singer was like 14 at the time, and they're singing Metallica. It sounds great.
But
then they put out original stuff too.
I remember their first album came out, and it really made us really stirred stuff up because they're actually really good.
Yeah, they're awesome.
But they, I remember reading about how they're like their parents had a tour with them and stuff because they're like that young.
I get the feeling that they have like a dad manager or something like that, or like, because even
there's
if you
no way
at
a 9 year
videos,
old's going to be able to do right. that on their own.
No, but here's the thing too, dude. If you look at that video, they're like 9 years old. They're playing a Metallica song, but they're playing out of an orange half stack, and the girl has a Kemper on the floor, and it's like, I just think about what I was playing when I was 14 years old. It's like my amplifier, no bullshit, had like a 9-volt battery. I wasn't playing out of a Kemper,
digging,
you know.
If you did,
like someone
digging,
had to teach them how to get those sounds.
Maybe their dad, for all we know, was a big Mexican music guy.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
those videos of them as kids and all along the way are like really well mixed. You could tell that like there's some sound engineering going into a lot. Not, probably not all of it, but a lot of it.
They're pretty wild. one of my favorite while going through this whole process with the band, one of my favorite rejections we got. I'll leave the label nameless, but they're like, they're not baby metal. It's like, yeah.
About you guys?
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, yeah, no shit.
They wanted that. What's that even mean?
Well, it's their label. So, you know, this guy was saying that.
So you got rejected by Baby Metal, the band Baby Metal's label.
Right. And the guy who came to our show was like, yep, they ain't baby metal. No shit, dude. Let's start with them or dude.
No shit.
And we don't play metal.
First of all.
Babies.
I'm young at heart.
I'm a baby. I'll call myself a baby. I act like one all the time. I'll admit it.
I was just expressing how childish I actually am, sir.
Right.
So,
but
your comment is debatable.
It is debatable, but I mean, like, I was reading this, and like, because like I got forwarded the email.
It's like the baby metal thing's confusing, dude. I'm not hating on it, but it just makes no sense. No, it's like, am I supposed to be attracted to a kid?
Wasn't that like the anime thing? Metal anime or something?
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I find out about like, baby metal.
They're phenomenal music. That bass player, holy shit, phenomenal. But also, don't really like your music.
Yeah. Well, let's did a little Google search on baby metal. I don't know, man. What's okay? Like, there's something weird. Okay.
Use your words.
Let me pull up the pictures. The Mercury Riots are not baby metal. Just look at them.
No shit.
Like, obviously, bro. But with that being said, that's not what I was going to talk about. That's disturbing. There's something like child porny about that.
Yeah, a little bit.
It's just like, it's just like, it'd be weird to be like, I'm standing in the front row for baby metal. I'd feel like a pedophile.
So how come in some of the pictures there's two of them and some of the pictures there's three of them? That confuses me.
No, there's one of the pictures, there's four of them. Down here, there's four of them.
Oh, yeah.
Members. How many members
backing
are
vocal,
there?
Lead vocal, backing vocal, backing vocal.
Are these like type, like they like, they are they Cookie Monster singers?
I've listened to it, but not enough to know. I couldn't tell you what style. It's metal music, and it's like anime girls singing.
It's so funny when you do that.
You know, in like Kill Bill, where that Uma Thurman is dressed all in yellow and she's fighting the Yakuza. There's like 100 of them or something. And then finally, like the little girl with the chain and the ball with the razor, it's like her final fight before she goes and finds Lucy Liu's character. Are you following me at all with this? Did you see Kill Bill?
Kill Bill.
Dude, it's so good. Watch more than Crime Docs. It's so good. Watch more than Crime Docs. Anyways, the point of that is that it's like a little anime kid, and she's like fighting. She's a badass fighter, but like throughout the fight, she's like, you know.
Speaking of Crime Docs, I watched.
Are we out of baby metal?
Well, this is kind of like, this is great segue. Puff Daddy.
What's going on with that? Have you, are you stop, read up stop, on stop, it? Stop. Fill me in. Yeah, stop. No, I'm with you. I'm stop. With you. Fill me stop. In. Yeah.
This is some crazy shit. I stumbled upon a documentary on YouTube called Surviving Diddy. Okay.
Wasn't there one also called Surviving R. Kelly?
Yeah.
This is just continued.
But it's just like, it's like, you know how they have a True Detective on HBO where the one season's about this story and season two's about that story?
Yeah.
That's
and
this.
It's kind of the exact same thing, because, and there's some of the same characters, but it's
I
a
can't
little different.
Say, I was about to say that this in some ways is more disturbing, but the R. Kelly thing's disgusting. So it's not more disturbing. It's equally as disturbing, but in a different way. To make a long story short, all these tough guy rapper dudes suck dick to get to the top.
Can you fill me in? I like your passion.
I never knew that this was going on. And I said this to my bandmates the other day, and they were all like, "Oh yeah, that's common knowledge." I'm like, "What do you mean that's common knowledge?"
So Diddy did homosexual things to progress
Clive Davis owned Arista.
Okay.
P. Diddy, when he was a freshman in college, he got an internship at a label in New York, like one of the first hip hop labels in New York. I forget what it was called, but it was given to this guy from Clive Davis. And
the label was given to the owner of the.
Yeah, yeah. Like Clive Davis gave this guy the label. Rumor has it, this dude had to do some favors to get the label. Okay. Because. As we know, Clive, from what I understand, is, you know,
homosexual man.
He likes, yeah, you know.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Either did I, and nor do I care. But
yeah,
it is what it is. I do care that he doesn't treat people right, because it sounds like he's a fucking scumbag, that dude.
Oh, so this has taken several people down.
Oh, dude. Well, I mean, this documentary.
Johnny, I haven't read anything about this.
Right,
the only thing that I know about this, real quick, and then I'll let you talk. The only thing that I know about this Diddy story is that his houses got raided. He was out of the country at the time. And then the only thing that I can think of was, oh, well, that character from Get Him to the Greek is spot on.
Yeah, it is. It actually is. Yeah. In a lot of ways. So this guy has the label. He hires Diddy. After Diddy's freshman year, he goes and lives with this guy in New York. After the summer, the guy wants him to come back so bad, he makes P. Diddy, a 20-year-old kid with no experience whatsoever, the vice president of this label.
Oh.
Okay. So now they're starting to think that Diddy's doing some favors there, right?
He makes P. Diddy.
So check this out. This is where shit gets weird. Check this out. So he signs one big rapper. The guy does well. And then he signs Notorious B.I.G.
Okay. Yeah.
He wants to release Biggie's first record on the label that he's the vice president for. Clive Davis says, I will not release this record. In return, not only is the record not released, Puff Daddy gets fired from his position as vice president. Here's the twist. A couple of months later, that dude's out of a label. P. Diddy's got his own label. And Clive Davis is releasing the B.I.G. record he didn't want to do before. Now, who's down on his knees now? Ow!
Was it released on that label? Or was it when did he
start the bad boy? That's when he started Bad Boy. That other label fired P. Diddy because he was told to fire P. Diddy. Or fire Puff Daddy. Whatever the hell, Sean Combs, whatever we want to call him. And then that guy loses his label. Puff Daddy gets his own label and then gets to release the record with the guy who said he wouldn't release the same record.
Was Bad Boy an umbrella under Clive Davis?
Yeah, of Arista. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Interesting. I don't really see how that leads to.
Well, no, I'm just telling you about the documentary. I'm just telling you about the documentary. All these guys basically did favors to get to the top.
Interesting.
So now what's going down is he's.
You mean like a kind of favor?
A little.
Who's mumbling now?
Right. So Now, there was lawsuits against him for like his ex-girlfriend was saying she was raped and forced to fuck hookers and all this other stuff. But now
she was with him famous for like, producer, she was with him for like 15 years, was she not?
Some famous producer guy is pressing sexual charges against Puff Daddy. Apparently Puff made people do things too. Like it was just like a constant like victim mentality. Like he was a victim and then he created his own victims.
I read surviving
Diddy on YouTube.
Yeah.
It's intense.
It's so would you say Diddy did it?
What's that?
Diddy did it.
Well, there's also the sex trafficking charges against him. That's why they're raiding his house for sex trafficking. And apparently they had to sign non-disclosure agreements when he would fly them in. The girls.
Well, I heard there. So his private dude. It's shady all over, because his jet the day before the raids was in Sacramento or something. Then it flew to Palm Springs, and then it flew to Aruba or whatever country.
They're the Bahamas or something.
Yeah, but once they got there, because like the pilots have to log all their flight info. And it's logged, fueled up in Sacramento, fueled up in Palm Springs, went to whatever the Bahamas thing. And then at that point, it said owner, something to the effect of owner asked for the log to be erased.
Wow.
For the flight log to be erased.
That's illegal. He's in a lot of trouble.
Dude,
raided his house. They don't come without. With the effing SWAT team.
No,
to both
in SWAT Beverly team. Hills, in that neighborhood in Miami was just as bougie as Beverly Hills.
Well, you know what's great? They did that to Donald Trump's big mansion.
Hey, buddy, let's wrap it up with this. Have you driven down Sunset lately?
Yeah.
Thanks for stopping in, dickhead. I have a reason for bringing that up.
I want to hear your reason, but I just want to real quick before we go. What kind of cardinal sin is it to even try and remake the movie Roadhouse? I won't even watch the remake.
I won't even watch it. I watched it and I enjoyed the heck out of it. And you know what? Next night I watched the original, completely different, and loved that too.
How can you call it the same movie then? Call it Roadhouse 2. It's kind of like Grease 1 and Grease 2 were two different movies.
I see your point.
Hence, Grease 1 and hence Grease 2.
I see your point. You just totally crowbarred that right in there whenever I was bringing up a final topic and I was talking about going down Sunset Boulevard and how you've been there and how you didn't stop in to say hi to your old buddy, even though I sit here by myself and I just want friends to come over. But I was driving... the other day, have you seen the Three Body Problem on Netflix? So there's a new show. There's a newish show on Netflix called Three Body Problem, and I'm driving down Sunset, and I see you. You are Bugs. Three separate billboards. You are Bugs, and that's pretty effective because that made me go interesting. And then I saw it again. Three more on the other side. You are Bugs. And then I saw a big one that had it just all in one. You are Bugs, Three Body Problem, Netflix. I'm like, oh, this is everywhere. I was driving home and on the other side of it, it's like, you are Bugs, Three Body Problem. And it just made me wonder, what are they spending on those billboards? In the mile that I drove, there was You Are Bugs twice, which is six, and then two big ones, eight. So eight. And
I'm sure they got a deal for getting eight.
I'm sure, Netflix has to have, I'm sure they have something worked
out. They probably own the billboards.
Yeah. And I looked up online, it said on Sunset, it's anywhere, obviously placement is going to be a huge factor, but anywhere between $2,500 and $50,000 a month. And it made me think, what a great way to make money. Billboards. How much do you think a billboard costs? Well, let's invest in one.
You got to pay for the land.
You have to own the land, right? You got to own the land.
And how much of the land do you have to own? How much of the land? Like, do you only have to own the part that the
pole goes in? Yeah.
Or like the whole, the airspace too. Does that count as the land?
I don't know. We should look. We should seriously consider looking in. Oh, you know, it'd be cool. You know those billboard trucks? They drive.
We didn't talk.
No,
about?
I don't want to drive. No.
You know what we didn't talk about? Speaking of driving, a boat drove in to a bridge in Baltimore and knocked it down like a domino. Did you see that?
Yeah, that story bums me out, man.
It's crazy. You know what, though? They called ahead. They were able to stop a lot of that traffic. They called ahead and said, we have no brakes. Yeah. So they called ahead, and the highway patrol was able to get it. The guys that died were all workers.
They were all workers, but still, that doesn't mean that doesn't make me happy. And it's just a
no, it sucks. Hate,
yeah,
you go to work and you don't come home. What kind of bullshit is that?
I hate that.
Anybody
story.
Like that? I mean, like it's terrible. But back did you see billboards. It, dude? It's crazy. It's nuts. It looked like an Arnold Schwarzenegger movie.
Yeah, Commando.
Mm-hmm. Good movie.
I remember in Commando.
No, we're not offending anybody with like comparing Commando and that accident. Like,
well, I didn't. You made the comparison. I was gonna say.
I Commando, really should. You should take Commando, me out of this whole the final, episode. I think.
Yeah, I think I'm probably gonna do a lot of editing. But he takes that pipe and he throws it at the bad guy, and it goes through him, and like the fool, you know. And then like the pipe went through the guy and into this like ventilation system, and Arnold goes, "Hey, let off some steam."
That's funny. Hey, have you seen Rambo Last Blood?
Yeah, it's violent.
It's awesome. Yeah, you know what was awesome? Really
that was the one he goes to Mexico?
Yeah, like it's the last one where he goes to go save his daughter, which ends up, we're not going to be...
He takes that guy's collarbone and just like rips it out.
Yeah, dude, it's fucking intense.
I love
Rambo
violence.
Rambo 1, though? Rambo 1? Or what was it called, Rambo? What was the first? First Blood.
First Blood.
That was the name of the first
Hence,
movie.
Hence, Last Blood being the last movie.
Yeah.
Johnny.
That was a...
See how that works?
Yeah, it's great. Sly Stallone. You gotta love him.
We're starting to go. We're going completely off the rails. Do you want to say goodbye before we start talking
goodbye.
About... Yeah. I'm going to go look up billboards, man.
Goodbye, 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 so goodbye, goodbye,
farewell.
Goodbye.
Next time Boingo, you see Boingo. Us, we'll play great the show team. Together.
Hey, what do you think about Oingo Boingo touring without Danny Elfman?
See you next time, guys. See you next time.
All right. Thanks for joining us in another episode of the What Everybody Podcast. Episode 98 is in the books. We're coming up on 100 is coming. We're going to make it special. We're going to have fun. Dude, we're going to be recording that like the week of the show, which is kind of brutal.
We got to reach out to Shamu. We got to set that up.
Shamu, Shamu. Anyway, everybody, please like, subscribe, report. Ryan Harris. Report Harris.
Ow.
Report. Repine. Repine. You're Repine Harris. I'm delirious. Bye, everybody. See you next time.